40.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria sizzling at 34 degrees today, Johannesburg 30, Mumbela 29, Rustenburg 36. The South African Human Rights Commission is set to convene a national investigative inquiry into the impact of load reduction on human rights. The inquiry set for the 3rd, 4th and 18th of February in Sandton comes amid growing concerns, especially in disadvantaged communities, about the increasing frequency of load reduction. The commission's Sunny Baloyi invites submissions from the public, civil society and relevant experts.
Concerns have also been raised about the impact of load reduction on human rights, more broadly, particularly the right to life, equality and human dignity, as well as the rights of access to basic education and healthcare services, among others.
Now, at the same time, stage three load shedding continues nationwide today. Eskom implemented load shedding yesterday following 10 months of uninterrupted power supply. The reintroduction was largely due to breakdowns at two power stations. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. Ekurhuleni Metro Police have arrested two suspects in connection with the murder of a traffic officer in Tembisa. The suspects were apprehended yesterday in Alexandra. The victim, who was on duty at the time, was shot and killed on Wednesday. The motive for the incident is still unknown. Former President Jacob Zuma's daughter Duduzile Zuma Sambutla says the case brought against her 4 years later is nothing more than a blatant attempt to intimidate her into silence. She appeared in court this week and faces charges of incitement to commit terrorism and two counts of incitement to commit public violence. It's related to the violence experienced in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng during the July 2021 unrest. Cliff Shiko has more.
In a statement, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla, who is also an MK Party Member of Parliament, says she will not be silenced. She is adamant the charges are politically motivated and no one will stop her from standing up for her father. The 42-year-old says she wears the charges as a badge of honor, knowing that she stands on the right side of history. The case resumes in court next month. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
The founding father and the first president of Namibia, Sam Nujoma, remains in a stable condition in hospital. The 95-year-old was elected Namibian president in 1990 and stepped down in 2005. The ANC spokesperson, Mahlengi Bengu Motsiri, says they join the people of Namibia and the international community in praying for his strength and full recovery.
Dr. Nujoma's leadership in the struggle for Namibia's independence and his unwavering commitment to Pan-Africanism have left an indelible mark on our continent, and his legacy continues to inspire generations. Our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family and the people of Namibia during this time.
And finally, an enormous chunk has broken off the world's largest iceberg. It is a possible first sign that the giant iceberg from Antarctica could be crumbling. The colossal iceberg, which is more than twice the size of Greater London, weighs nearly 1 trillion tons, had largely stayed intact since it started slowly moving north in 2020. That's it from the news desk for today. From myself, Chanel September, and the team, goodbye.
Jacaranda FM weekends. Be like.
I want to be forever young.
Be like.
Go slow down. Take a moment now.
Be like. More music you love. Number 20.
If you want my heart, then babe, you're gonna have to work for it.
Work for it. Work for it.
Like these don't die easy. So if you want my heart,